Hello, GWA. Sally likes to draw here with the questionnaire of firsts. I'm kind of excited for this one, actually. I'm not. See, I've been doing the whole like Dom thing, and I feel like people have gotten the impression that I'm a lot more like mature and in control than I really am. this is kind of fun because I think some of the answers would surprise you. Okay, the first one won't though. The first time learning about sex, I had like the normal birds and the bees, and then sex ed later on. So by fifth grade, I already knew the mechanics. Now then, first time seeing genitalia of the opposite sex in a sexual way and/or a not sexual way. So as far as not sexual goes, that also happened super early on. I mean, you've got sex ed. I think I had it in like fifth grade, and I also was a budding artist and really determined to like understand the human figure. So my parents actually got me it's a picture book, and it has these models. And they're on like this platform that can be rotated, and so they would snap a photo like every 10 or 20 degrees, I forget what. It was really a incredibly helpful tool, right? Because I could just see the angle of everything, but I would gloss over the pictures that had guys in it because I was just kind of repulsed. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of didn't like the way guys looked. And that was true for a long time. I didn't have sex with a dude until I was 28. And I guess that would imply that I had lots of sex with girls, but that's not really the case either. Like, I kissed girls and had a couple of cute little dates, and I do find both sexes attractive now. Like, I've kind of grown up a little bit. But for the longest time, I didn't like people. So being intimate was sort of out of the question. So yeah, interesting little tidbit about me there. Okay, so first time feeling super horny. Let's get on a more positive note here. Super horny. See, I know that super is sort of the qualifier here, like, but I'm still gonna break it into two parts. Like, the first time I experienced being horny, like, to the point where I just had to get myself off, and then what, like, super horny actually means to me. Okay, so, part one. I lifeguarded with this chick in college, and she was gorgeous, right? Oh, big green eyes and black curly hair and oh man. Anyways, I'm distracting myself here. But she wasn't interested in me. She definitely dated girls, but she was like a snowboarder, like super athletic, and even though I was a lifeguard, I was kind of a dorky nerd, actually. So I swam really well, but then I'd play Smash Brothers or, shit like that in my free time. So anyways, we never really connected on a sexual level, but that didn't mean that I was immune to feeling horny, especially when I worked with her. So I would sometimes take an extra long shower at work, 'cause like we're supposed to swim laps every couple of hours, keep the body warm and whatnot, and then you shower off. And the disabled stall had one of the removable shower heads. So, if I was feeling particularly frustrated, I would totally get off at work. So, anyways, part two, right? So, I feel like, yeah, that was pretty horny, but that's not like super horny. Super horny has happened recently. Like, I didn't really know what that meant until about a month ago. 'Cause, a month and a half ago, I met my Dom, the man that I call my Dom now. And sort of early on, we sort of adopted the rule that he could decide when I came. Oh man, what a mistake that was on my end. So naturally, he loves edging, and I don't get to get off as often as I'd like at all. So you can pretty much guarantee for like the past month, I've been super horny almost every fucking day. Oh man. Poor me. Anyways, next question, shall we? First time fapping. Okay, real quick, fapping, really? You couldn't say like self-loving or something like that, 'cause I totally feel like fapping is a dude's term. Like, doesn't it refer to the little noise as the hand slides across the shaft, you know, the little f f f f. Isn't that fapping? I don't know. Anyway, so the first time pleasuring myself, we're gonna kind of sidestep that word here. I would have to say it happened like around sixth grade or so. I developed really early in life. Like by the end of sixth grade, I already had a C cup, and I definitely didn't stop growing there. And I had, like, I've grown out of it, I guess, the whole water sports thing. But when I was younger, I would definitely hold in my pee, like, way more than necessary. I wasn't a bedwetter or anything, but I liked the sensation. I liked the fullness of it. Anyways, like, I had to have been in, like, sixth grade or so, maybe seventh. And there was one winter night where I had done that and gotten myself worked up. And of course, I didn't know that that's what I was experiencing. Like, I didn't know it was a sexual thing. I just was like, oh, this feels interesting. Anyways, I finally give in. I get up, I go to the bathroom, and I get it in my head that I'm like gonna dry myself off with the heater instead of like with toilet paper. Don't ask me, I don't know. So there I go. I'm like squatting on the heater, and the hot air is, you know, blowing up, and it feels good. Like I like the sensation, you know, the moistness plus the hot air. And so anyways, that's when I first sort of explored my body. First time seeing porn. I really should just like pause and then restart this recording, but I'm really determined to do it all in one take. Go me. Okay, so anyways, first time seeing pornography images and or video. This one's also going to be kind of like uninteresting. As I mentioned, I've been working off of like nude pictures for a long time, and those are more artsy than they are pornography, but it's still, you know, a naked body is a naked body. But what I can add to that is that when I turned 18, I celebrated by buying a Playboy. And that I had quite a collection for a while, but I lost it. Moved too many times. Okay, halfway through. First time you consciously tried to dress sexy or look hot. Well, as you can maybe guess by now, I wasn't super interested in looking hot when I was younger. I wasn't, I don't know, like, I just didn't care. Really didn't care. So I won't talk about like trying to dress sexy, 'cause I couldn't tell you a specific time, but I will tell you a fun story that's related to me not dressing sexy. I had this friend who she was the bad girl, right? I was a total goody two shoes, 'cause I had no reason to misbehave. Like all I wanted to do was like watch cartoons. Yeah, watch cartoons and like I still watch cartoons. Anyways, you know, I just wanted to do very, like, bland things. So I became, like, the go-to alibi, because all the parents knew I was super boring. So anyways, I had this friend who invited me out to a Christian rock concert. And I'm like, that's weird, but okay. I dressed in sweatpants, a normal shirt, and a sweater. I get to her house and she's wearing this super tight leather pants, like ridiculously tight, right? And we get to the concert, and it quickly becomes apparent that this is like the tween makeout area now, which is really wild, horribly inappropriate, but that's what they did, I guess. It was a good cover story. So she's like, she's down in the pit area, and she's grinding up on some guy, and her pants split. They go from her, like, her top button, they split down her crotch and all the way back up again at her butt. And she's freaking out, like, totally freaking out. So she's, like, pretty much hysterical. I have to drag her off to the bathroom. And I just tell her to get her pants off, and she's like crying now. So I take my pants off, my sweatpants, and I give them to her. I'm like, here, wear these. And she put them on first, show you how she's kind of, I don't know, a selfish person, but she put them on first, and then she's like, oh, what are you going to wear? And, you know, I didn't care. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't shy or, like, super conservative. I dressed in sweats because I didn't care. So I also didn't care what was exposed by that same logic. So I just kind of shrugged. I took my sweater and I, like, took it off my shoulders and I re-zipped it so that it hit my waist. And then I, like, tied the arms of it around my waist so it became like a skirt, right? So that's kind of what I wore for the rest of the night. No pants, no nothing, but a sweater and a shirt. Okay, so moving on. The first time you found a new kink or totally satisfied an existing one. So this is a fun question. Well, first of all, satisfying a kink, like, oh man, I can't even imagine it right now. I suppose you could reach a point where, you know, you found out everything you want to find out and you're ready to stop right there, but I'm totally not there. I am just awakening, like, as a sexual person. So everything is fascinating. So I just can't even imagine seeing the end. As far as, like, the first kink, though, like, the first thing I got into, it was the 90s, and I clicked on a pop-up, and I sort of followed it down the rabbit hole, and ended up on a water bondage site. You know, the whole bound women getting sprayed down with hoses, and Hitachi wands going places, and, you know, the whole setup is, you know, basically forcing the women to come and come again. Oh, and I found it quite hot, actually. So, yeah, water bondage, first kink. One which I haven't actually experienced together, like, when I do self-loving, when I fap, I do it in the shower so that I can use my shower head, and I do love bondage, but I haven't experienced both of them at the same time, which is kind of a bummer, actually. Okay, the first time you saw or felt or sexual limits. Just a little note there. I think that or should be a your, but clearly in the post it says or. Okay, so I met my Dom about a month and a half ago. And, oh man, I really didn't know what I was getting into, like, at all. I knew what I read from the stories, but see, I kind of, like, tested the water by doing role-playing and, like, you know, chatting with some people, and it was all really actually kind of disappointing. Like, it didn't quite live up to what I was expecting. The guys that, you know, were presenting themselves as doms, like, a lot of them just, you know, I got no sense of authority. You know how, like, with a real dom, you hear them speak once, and you know they're in charge? Like, that wasn't happening. And I almost gave up on it, actually. I figured maybe I'd gotten the wrong impression, because like I'd always felt like I was a submissive, but I clearly didn't want to submit to these people, So anyways, like I was starting to get a really watered down version of the whole DS thing. So I was about to give up. So I found the post by my now current Dom, and there was something about it that was just so authoritative, There were no commands or anything because it was, a post to entice people in more than it was anything else. But, there was just, I just had this feeling, like this guy knows how to take control. And I messaged him. Oh gosh, I was such an idiot. I told him that I wanted to know what it was like to be broken. Oh man. So after, we struck up a conversation, and then it didn't take very long for us to make it to a Skype session. And of course he double checked. He's like, do you know what you're asking for? Like, is that what you really want? And I was like, hell yeah, that's what I want. So yeah, he had so he asked me how many times had I ever, like, what was the most times I've come in a day? And I had a record of 4, but it was like a really difficult thing to get to 4. I'm more of like a frequency person than I am like getting a whole bunch out at once. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't try for 4 though. And I am, oh man, I feel embarrassed just thinking about it. I basically scoffed at him. I'm like, yeah, I don't think you're gonna get more than 4 out of me. Boy, did he get more than 4 out. Oh, it makes me tired just thinking about it. Okay. Moving on. First time posting to GWA. I am pretty new. I think I'm just over a week old now, as far as my GWA activity goes. The basic story behind why I started coming here is that I'm an ex-smoker, and last week was my quit week, and I really needed something to distract me. And my Dom had kind of made me promise to not go back to dirty pen pals. So I found this page instead, which is kind of cheating, but we've talked about it and he seems pretty okay, because I'm sticking to things that are interesting more than they are sexually exciting. And I know that's kind of an awkward thing to say, considering the whole point of, GWA is sort of to be as titillating as possible. But that's why I've been doing, like, the Dom thing. I don't know how many people go through my post history or not, but, the Dom thing and the hypnosis, they're all stuff that is super fascinating, and I love exploring it, but it doesn't directly get me off, and that's sort of why I'm here. I don't know if that sounds weird or not, probably. But it ties into the whole, the next thing, the first time GWA made you super horny. So I have made the mistake of, listening in to some DS things, and it's really unfortunate when I do, because, again, I have to ask my Dom for permission to come, so my goal really is to not ever be super horny, which usually doesn't work out in my favor, but, yeah. he edges me enough. I really don't need to edge myself. But I can't help it, I guess. I like sex. I like the thought of sex. Like, I don't actually need to like, have some dick in me all the time. But, thinking about some dick in me all the time, that's fine. That works. Okay, last question. Yay! And then I can finally turn this off. I've been going for 20 minutes nonstop. Yay! First time submitting or doming. And I can actually kind of do both both parts of this. Although I've pretty thoroughly covered the whole first time submitting thing, I think. What I can say is that it's very satisfying. Just on a level that I couldn't really explain to, like, someone who isn't already a submissive. You know, there's such a sense of relief, I guess, that, you know, knowing your place and having someone that supports you and, you know, like, my dom lets me, explore lots of aspects about myself, because I'm still super new to the whole, like, actually doing things thing, if that makes any sense. I've done lots of research, you know, I've read stories about various kinks, but I haven't personally experienced any of them myself. So having a guide, if you will, through that is just amazing. It's wonderful. I'm very thankful that that he's there. Okay, so anyways, that was a little serious, so let's get less serious here. First time doming. Hey, I can do both. You know, it's really, really funny, the whole doming thing. So I did my verification post, and I got some messages that said, wow, you have a very, you know, even tone, you know, you would probably make a good dom. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And totally not my goal to be a dom. But, you know, I thought about it, and I'm like, well, you know, if I'm exploring, if I'm experimenting, then, hey, why not? I'll pretend to be a dom. And basically, what I do is, you know, I have to close my eyes, and I take a deep breath in, right? And I slowly start to imagine sort of the way he talks, what pauses and inclinations that send shivers down my spine. And I take that and I try to imagine, if I was a male, would I still want that kind of a dom? What would the differences be? It goes something like that. So, yeah, I guess you could say I pretend to be him, but not really, because he's a totally different dom than what I do. I don't know. It's weird. Life is weird. But anyways, I have cleared the air now. You guys know way more about me than any one person should. Have a great day, GWA.